Hello, this is Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Today the Lord will empower you more and more. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He will lift you higher and higher. He will uphold you greater and greater. You will not fall. You will not crash. You will not crumble. Whatever wants to see you fail, God will put them to shame. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everywhere you've been struggling and things are not working, let the Lord make a way for you. Enjoy divine assistance. Enjoy divine upliftment. Today, in the name of Jesus, experience divine remembrance. Let the Lord, in His infinite mercy, turn things around to your advantage and to your benefit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will give you goodness and mercy, and they will follow you all through the days of your life. Let the light of God shine out every form of darkness away out of your path, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody say big amen. God bless you. Welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Beckley. I believe God so strongly that this podcast is specially designed for you to put you ahead and to grant you great testimony in this season. Moment of Settlement is a daily prophetic prayer podcast that is designed to empower you and position you for the best of the day. Every day is loaded with great benefits, but you must be positioned if you want to experience and enjoy all that the day is loaded with. And I believe God so strongly that today will deliver to you without limitation in Jesus' name. Now, my prayer charge for you today is from the book of Psalm 102 and verse 13. Psalm 102 and verse number 13. The Bible says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yeah, the set time is come." Wow. There are mighty powerful revelation in this verse of the scripture. Thou shalt arise. That means there will be an intervention. That means that there will be a divine activation. That means that God is going to involve. There is a divine involvement. Thou shall arise means there is a divine manifestation. There is something God needs to do. There is something God needs to happen, to make happen. And when God makes it happen, something will break open. I prophesy into your life. Every step God needs to take on your matter for things to settle and wonderfully work well for you, let the Lord take that step. God will step into your matter. God will step into your affairs. God will step into your situation. May God arise for you. When God arises, destiny will rise. When God arises, you will arrive. When God arises, things will change. I decree and declare, may the Lord arise concerning your life, concerning your business, concerning your ministry. The Lord will arise for you. The Lord will arise concerning you. Everywhere God has been silent and things have not been working, the Lord will arise. And as He arises, He will have mercy upon you. The Lord will show you mercy. The mercy of God erases the mess of life. The mercy of God cancels the errors of man. The mercy of God reverses the judgment of life. I decree over your life, enjoy mercy, experience mercy. What labor could not make happen, let the mercy of God make happen in your life. Let the mercy of God turn story around for you. Let the mercy of God change your situation. Let the mercy of God change your condition. Let the mercy of God turn things around positively. Let the mercy of God put you ahead in this season. Enjoy supernatural mercy. Enjoy uncommon mercy. I prophesy by the mercy of God that time is here. This is your time to enjoy favor. This is your time to be lifted. This is your time to be assisted. The Lord will show you favor. The set time is now. Experience unusual favor. The set time is now. Enjoy uncommon favor. The set time is now. Favor in the day, favor in the noon, favor in the night. Everywhere you face favor, let the favor of God surround your household. You will enjoy favor like water. Enjoy favor like water. I prophesy today, everything will work favorably. Your business will work favorably. Your career will work favorably. A student under the sound of my voice, enjoy favor in the sight of everyone. By the favor of God, be settled. By the favor of God, be approved. By the favor of God, be promoted. By the favor of God, be lifted. By the favor of God, advance. By the favor of God, increase. By the favor of God, jubilate. What you thought can never happen again in your life, by the favor of God, we speak them into manifestation in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the favor of God change your situation, change your condition, reposition you ahead and afar. It is the set time. When the time comes, the tide will turn. When the time comes, the tide will turn. When the time comes, the shift will happen. When the time comes, things will shift and turn. This is the time. This is your own time. This is your own time. In the name of Jesus, they will locate you with favor. Favorably, they will settle you. Favorably, they will answer you. Life will be favorable to you. Men will be favorable to you. Women will be favorable to you. Those that are supposed to hate you will be favorable to you. Somebody shout favor. Glory to God. I'm telling you, that is going to be your experience today. Favor upon favor. 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 In Jesus' name. If you believe and you receive, come on, shout it louder. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited. God's word is coming to pass in your life, and it will not fail in Jesus' name. Now listen, my word chat for you today is still on the decisions that will unlock your destiny. 21 decisions that will put you ahead in life. 21 decisions that will put you ahead in life. I shared with you that you must make a decision to do more. Today, decision you must make is the decision to properly utilize your time. Properly utilize your time. Time is life. Whatever takes your time is taking a fraction of your life. To waste time is to waste life. One of the greatest assets that God has given humanity is time. Time is a common denominator. Time is the currency of life. Life does not live or leverage on money. Life is lived based on time. That's why it is the counting of time that makes day. It is the counting or the running of times that makes day. Both the poor and the rich have the same access to the same number of hours. It is what you do with your time that determines what life will deliver to you. Time cannot be wasted. Time wasted may not be easily or ever recovered. Time must be invested. If you don't make a decision to cut off your time wasters, some people have never discovered what their time wasters are. You need to sit down and check your life. What are my time wasters? To some people, what makes money for others is a time waster for them. Some people can sit on the television every day watching series upon series. Somebody is making money, but somebody is losing time. I'm not saying don't watch series, but I'm saying manage your time wisely. There is a time for everything under the heavens. If you don't break your time into sections and segments, you will be surprised that time waits for no man. What aid other can be what is a time waster for others. The social media can be something that is aiding somebody else's business, and it can be something that is wasting your own time. Every picture you must check. Every message you must comment. What's wrong with you? Listen, if you are not properly utilizing your time, you will discover that time has gone and you have not achieved nothing. use your time well. If you want your life to be well, use your time. Engage the law of priority. Make things that are important to you priority. Don't spend your time on things that don't add value to you in the prime of your day. Prioritize your time. Engage them. Put your daily schedule in time order. Know what time is for what. Have a time to study. Have a time to watch if you are that kind of person. Have a time to respond to things. Have a time to build yourself. Give time to the things that are important in your life, because without you scheduling time for them, they will not be done. If it is important to you, then you must find time for them. Use your time well. It is the currency of your life. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Grace will be impacted upon you. You will not fail. You will not come down in the name of Jesus. You will be lifted. You will be promoted. God will advance you and increase you in every area of your life in Jesus' name. And everybody believes, shout a louder amen. Listen, share this broadcast. Oh, this is too powerful for you to hold. Share it with a friend, a colleague, a family member. Share it even to people that you don't know, but they know you. You can gift them this podcast as a daily word to position them for the best of their day. I want this broadcast to go all over the world. Spread it all over the continent. Let it go through you. Let it grow wings and fly away through you and be a blessing to many in the name of Jesus. So share it right now. And in case this was sent to you, shared with you, or you stumbled on it by chance, and you desire to be receiving this podcast daily, all you need to do is to send the word register. Register. Send it as an SMS or a WhatsApp message to this phone number. +1 972 639 1762. The number again is +1 972 639 1762. And then you will receive instructions on how you can be getting this daily on your mobile device. God bless you. I look forward to your praise report. And if for any reason you want to get in touch with me, just send me a message on that number, an SMS, +1 972 639 1762. God bless you. If you have not downloaded my book for the year, and I'm giving it out free for now, probably by next week it will go on with a fee, but for now it is free. It is the Prophetic Declaration and Confession Manual for the year. So all you need to do, go to the website prayervillage.com, and download the book. It is free for you at the moment, and it will be a blessing to you. God bless you and keep you. It's like, come your way again tomorrow on this same platform. I remain Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Be blessed and remain empowered. Amen.